Lesson 4, Three Keys for Success in Anything, Part 2. Last time we looked at the second Mishnah of Pirkei Avot, where the sage of the great assembly, Shimon HaTzadik, Shimon the Righteous, gave his famous formula of the three things upon which the world stands. Al HaTorah, on Torah, Ve'al HaAvodah, on spiritual practice, Ve'al Gemilut Chasadim, and on acts of kindness. We then explored Torah through the window of meditation, meditating with a student attitude and opening yourself to learn whatever this moment has to teach. Now let's look at the second one, Avodah. Avodah is a funny word because it literally means work, and that's the way it's used in modern Hebrew. It can also mean service. In this context, however, it means prayer, in the sense of prayer being service of the divine, service of the heart. In the broader sense, it really refers to activities that are part of the spiritual or inner dimension of Judaism, as opposed to the social, communal, or ethical dimensions of Judaism. And so, I'm translating Avodah as spiritual practice. What is spiritual practice? The second word, practice, tells us a lot, because the word practice has two common meanings in English. The first meaning is goal-oriented. You practice something to get better at it, like practicing an instrument or a sport. The more you practice, the better you get. It's inevitable. So this meaning of practice has to do with personal growth, with improving yourself. It's the other side of the first of the three things upon which the world stands, Torah, or learning. Learning is absorbing some new material which then you have to practice in order to master. So, learning and practice are really two stages of one process. First, you learn how to sauté the onions. Then you practice it many times till you get it right. The second meaning of the word practice is simply something that's part of your common habit, as in, it's my practice to take a nap every day, or it's my practice to not eat dairy products. In this meaning of the word, you're not practicing to get better at anything, you've simply adopted a certain way of doing things. You have a certain practice of how you live your life. It doesn't have a goal beyond itself. Every practice is itself the goal. It's how you've chosen to live. Spiritual practice actually combines these two meanings. On one hand, spiritual practice has a goal, as in the first meaning. I would describe this goal as having its own three parts to it. The first part has to do with gaining direct, experiential access to your own true inner being. Some teachers and traditions may call this the soul, or spirit. Some call it awareness, or consciousness. Whatever you call it, it's the experience of an inner wholeness, a level of your being that doesn't need fixing, and which is the source of the many spiritual qualities called midot, such as peace, bliss, love, creativity, wisdom, and many others. We might call this first part enlightenment. The second part has to do with living your life from the motivation of those midot, rather than living from the instinctual motivations of your personality. This reorientation of your life from ego to consciousness is what I call empowerment. The third part involves working with all the different and often messy barriers within your ego that get in the way of your enlightenment and empowerment, so that you can truly live an enlightened and empowered life moment to moment. I call this refining work embodiment. This threefold goal of spiritual practice are what I call the three pillars: empowerment, enlightenment, and embodiment. All that has to do with the first meaning of practice, practice as a goal-oriented activity. On the other hand, spiritual practice is itself a way of life. It's not just for the sake of reaching a goal, but for its own sake. This is because doing a spiritual practice, doing avodah, is not just a way to get to the goal, but it's also an expression of the goal. In this sense, it's totally different from other kinds of practice. For example, when you practice hitting a baseball, you do it to get better at hitting the baseball. When you start out, you might not be so good. Then you do it a lot and get better. It's linear. But with spiritual practice, it's totally different. Take prayer. You pray to tap into your inner source of love, bliss, peace, wisdom, and so on. That's the goal. But it's not enough to pray from the selfish motivation of wanting to have an experience of your inner source. You have to do the prayer from your inner source. You have to do it not just for yourself, but as an act of service. So it's not linear, it's circular, paradoxical. If you want to get to the goal, you have to, in a sense, begin with the goal. Once you really get this, you can begin making everything in your life a form of avodah, a form of spiritual practice. The key is bringing the right intention, the right kavanah, to whatever you're doing. So when you get up in the morning, you're aware, I am practicing getting up as a service to the one that gives me this gift of waking up. When you put on your clothes, you're aware, I'm practicing putting on my clothes to serve you who creates these clothes. So how do you practice getting out of bed or putting on your clothes or anything else? First of all, simply by being aware that you're practicing it, by being present in what you're doing, by knowing that you're practicing being present in order to bring more consciousness into the world, knowing that by doing so, you're also helping others be more conscious by example, and you're helping to protect others from your own unconsciousness. Bring this kavanah, this intention, to whatever you're doing, and life itself becomes spiritual practice, not just the specific practices you may do. At the same time, it's very difficult, maybe impossible, for most people to make all of life into a spiritual practice without also doing specific spiritual practices such as meditation. So, let's do that right now. Bring your body into a comfortable but alert position, letting your hands be free from fidgeting, letting your eyes be closed or not focused on anything, preferably with your spine straight, not slouching or leaning, either sitting or standing or lying down on your back. Bringing your awareness to your breathing, take a few nice deep breaths, feeling the flow and movement of your body, relaxing any excess muscle tension. And say to yourself out loud or in your mind, I am practicing being in this moment. I am practicing being in this moment. You can express this as a prayer, something like this. O Hashem, help me to be a conduit of your presence. I offer my practice to you. I want to use this precious gift of life you've given me in your service to bring consciousness into this body-mind vessel, to bring consciousness into this world. Take a moment to make a prayer in your own words. There's a wonderful Hebrew phrase that comes from the end of Psalm 145 that says, Me'ata ve'ad olam, which means from now unto eternity. Me'ata, from now, ve'ad, unto or until, olam, eternity. As we learned in a previous lesson, olam also means world. So the word olam really means space-time as one thing. This phrase, me'ata ve'ad olam, is reminding you that the present, the now, is a gateway to the eternal, and the eternal is expressed in this manifesting world. So let's chant this, Me'ata ve'ad olam, from the now into the eternal. Me'ata ve'ad olam, 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 Me'ata ve'ad olam. When you notice your mind starting to move in any way, wandering from this moment, perhaps into a fantasy of thought, memory, planning, thinking, just gently and without judgment, bring yourself back, being with this moment of your breathing, awareness in your body, being in the space of wherever you are. And now let's be in silence for a few minutes together. And then I'll bring you back with some piano music. And take a nice deep breath, gently moving, stretching. And as you come back into the activity of your life, remembering this kavanah, this intention, to approach everything you do as a form of avodah, a form of service from your heart, a form of practice. And now, gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. Al Yisrael val Rabbanan val Tamidehon val Tamidehon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. Val Koman diaskim boraita di va'atra hadein v'di v'chol atar va'atar. And upon those who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom here or anywhere else. Yehe lechon ulechon shlama rabba echin vechizda v'rachamin v'chayin arichin u'mezone revichei overkana min kadam avahon divi shemai va'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. V'imru. Amen.